When the images were transmitted back to Earth, they had their answer. The far side was actually just the same as the near side. But the lack of surprises didn't matter. These blurred images made history, and the mission consolidated the Russians' lead in the space race. The Americans weren't keen on second place.
Because the American people are alarmed that a foreign country, especially an enemy country, can do this. We fear this.
Definitely alarmed.
Did you admire the Russians for doing it or not?
No, definitely not. I said we should have been the first ones to have it.
The Russians had all the headlines, but landing a man on the moon was an entirely new challenge. At the time when Kennedy made his famous speech, scientists knew so little about the moon that the prospect of sending a human there seemed almost reckless. Their knowledge of lunar geography was so sketchy, they didn't know where they could land safely. They didn't even know whether the moon's surface was strong enough to support the weight of a spacecraft or even a man. They needed answers quickly. The first step for the Americans was a series of probes called Ranger. They carried onboard television cameras to take detailed close-up pictures of the lunar surface. But it wasn't exactly a sophisticated approach. The Rangers went in hard, crashing kamikaze style into the moon's surface, furiously filming away until the moment of destruction. The 4,300 images taken by the Ranger probes were the clearest views we'd ever had of our moon. It was now clear it was a harsh and hostile world. But the pictures were vital to prepare for the ultimate goal, the moon landing. It was an epic endeavor. No expense was spared. At its peak, the moon program employed more than 400,000 people in America and cost over $25 billion, nearly $150 billion in today's money.
People are electrified by the race to the moon. And, you know, the United States was spending, I think it was 4.5% of our entire national budget on space. But most Americans were 100% in favor of let's push on and whatever it costs, let's get to the moon.
10, 9.
By 1968, NASA was ready for a test run.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have liftoff. Liftoff at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard.
Apollo 8 wouldn't actually land on the moon, but it would go into lunar orbit. Although they weren't going to touch down, this would be the first time that humans had ever visited another world.